This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So the salmon must adapt to the fresh water, because I can't find. Usually, you know, they live out in the ocean, and when I see them in fresh water, and I've seen them in fresh water, they're going up to spawn, and at that point, when they enter the fresh water, they start to die. They start to decompose. So I don't know how they manage to survive in the Great Lakes.
Yeah, how do they spawn?
Well, how do we keep listeners?
They do die.
That's my question here. Let's try to keep some listeners.
I mean, they do.
Johnny Knoxville has a limit to his Jackass 5 stunts after suffering traumatic brain injury on his last movie. They haven't filmed this yet, by the way. I can't do anything where I can get another concussion. I'm way over my limit for concussions. But I don't care about anything else. I just can't get hit in the head anymore. But a lot of the other guys can.
What is one's limit on concussions?
He hit it. He probably just can't do it, man.
Well, I'm sure there's a bunch of guys in the NFL who are beyond their limit, and they won't learn until 20 years down the road.
But he had a traumatic brain injury. Remember that? What was that one story?
I think it was when he got flipped
by the bull.
That's right.
Flipped by the bull, right, And then he's had a bunch of other head trauma from that, from just doing it with no helmet either for that.
Right. I did read
he also suffered some scrotum trauma.
Yeah,
that was what
he's got the permacast.
I love that he's going to listen. He's 53, right? You mentioned it the other day. So he's going to be getting hit on other parts of his body because, you know, people want to see Johnny Knoxville still get hit. That's how Jackass sells, man. Yeah.
I did see that they said Bam Margera is going to be in this, but it's going to, but it's going to be old stuff, old footage out of the archive. Right. So I wonder if some of this movie is just going to be here's stuff that we didn't already show you. That's not actually new.
I've had Jackass. It's probably not a coincidence that it's in the news. Their videos have been popping up in my algorithm.
Oh, it's stuff that didn't make the cut before.
So right. Yeah, but you know what, though? It's got to be a bunch of new stuff, too. They just can't sell a rewrite. We have to say this.
Well, you haven't seen it before.
Right? Yeah.
I know that. I know that. But Bam and him are still fighting. Bam hates him.
Well, I
maybe he's getting paid for that. I don't know. I just saw some quotes from Bam recently. He wants to kill him, he said.
Whoa.
So Bam's losing it, right?
What's the tension? About money?
Probably.
I think Bam went off the deep end with some addiction issues for a while.
Yeah. Okay. Bam is still a jackass when talking about Johnny Knoxville. I watch Dateline and people kill other people for a whole lot less. He doesn't like Johnny, man.
Wow.
They hate each other. It must be a money situation. Plus, Bam is a hot mess. He's sober. He's not sober. He's sober. He's not sober.
But I don't know. You know, if they've got old footage of that stuff, he may not have any say in it. It may be property.
Oh, you're right. That's all property of Johnny
property
Knoxville.
Property of Jackass or whoever. Yeah. You know, and he it may
apparently
not be
Johnny Knoxville is Jackass.
It's his.
Yeah, he's got the rights.
That's his production company.
Well, he started it.
He owns the content.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And he was a star, so no big deal.
I laugh every time I see it where there's a clip of Bam's walking down the hallway to go to work, and they have that gigantic, like, palm. It's on those springs and just nails him out of nowhere. It's on the other side of the corner, and it's just a bunch of, like, do they have like flour in there or something?
I think so,
He goes flying. I don't know how those guys survived all that stuff.
Who farted is trying to check in here, and I think he thinks that everybody lives in the Midwest. This may come as a shock with some members of the show, but when you're in Nebraska, Arkansas, Kansas, Oklahoma, some of the listeners might enjoy fishing talk. People fish everywhere. Even I fished when I was a kid.
But his observation is not wrong. I would say that's where the bulk of our listeners are.
True. But,
who
farted? I don't want to talk fishing anymore.
I hate fishing talk. I just like it because it pisses you off.
Yeah. I know you hate it, too.
It's the motivation for a lot of things around here.
Yeah, it's a bit.
I know it's a bit, but when the bit goes too long. I know it's a bit. It's a total bit. I bitch about you guys talk about fishing, and Nick says, and ask more stupid
fishing
questions.
The whole point of the show.
And Todd stays straight, but it's a funny bit for a while, and then we have to pivot.
I can just see
everything on the show, you have to pivot. Right.
When your face turns a certain shade of red, it's time to talk about something else.
That's fine. I let it go a long time.
Rule number one is we must keep Tyler entertained.
True.
We have to keep Tyler.
I kind of direct where we go here. So
we have to keep Tyler interested.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, and I'm interested in a lot of things, even a little bit of fishing talk. Only when Walsh is here, though.
But you you like to eat the salmon.
It's all I eat is seafood. I'm not a red meat guy.
Do you have a particular kind of salmon that you like to eat?
I'm not a stickler. I'm not a stickler for salmon.
There's Atlantic salmon, and there's Pacific salmon, I really couldn't tell the difference, but I kind of have a West Coast bias, so I prefer like a coho. which comes out of the Pacific Ocean. Well, and the Great Lakes.
And then there's, all these salmon.
I was joking, by the way. All these salmon. And your chin was popping in the Aldi salmon aisle. You had salmon and pudding in your arms, didn't you?
Yes.
When you're walking past
in the morning.
Walsh, have you heard Tyler? Have you heard Tyler's to-go fish story?
No.
I'm at a restaurant years ago with my ex and some friends of ours, good old friends of ours, another couple. And the waitress is waiting on us, and she's really cute. She's probably about 30, maybe late 20s, I don't know. But she was a really good-looking lady. And I'd ordered trout, and we weren't done yet. We were kind of done. There's still some trout in my plate. And she goes, sir, can I box your trout? And I look up at her, and I go, and she looked at me. I said, what'd you say? And then she realized what she said. Sir, can I box your trout? I said, well, yes, you can. You know,
the proper response.
And sure, I said it creepy that way, too. But I remember telling it on the air. And,
can I trout your box?
Yeah.
Is the proper response to that.
No, but I can put my trout in your box.
Yeah.
That would have been it, Todd.
That's the answer.
I've been waiting for the line for 15 years. No, can I put my trout in your box?
Finally got there.
Yeah. But I didn't do that because I was married at the time, so I wouldn't put my trout in other people's boxes because I was married. You know?
Oh, yeah, so, and you honor that commitment.
I honor that commitment, right. And all the necks you're checking in. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, he says, F salmon, talk bass. That was funny.
My question, Walsh, if you plan on getting
Walsh, don't join this club.
No, this is different. If you plan on getting out on on Lake Michigan, do you get seasick?
Great question, yeah. That wave's pretty good.
Have you ever been on a boat in the ocean and experienced that?
The Missouri River.
Yeah, that don't count.
No, I've not been on a boat on the ocean.
Not the same if you're on a big body of water. I mean, big body of water took down the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I stand up paddleboarded on Erie.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I want to be a Midwest surfer.
Yeah. were you fairly close to shore? Were you in a bay?
We were close in a bay, yeah.
And it was pretty calm.
Is Lake Erie the one by Duluth?
No, that's Lake Superior.
Okay, Lake Superior, I stand up.
I'm just saying the seasickness can creep up on you, and I'm thinking Lake Michigan could probably, there's some waves out
maybe.
There.
How long did you live in Chicago?
I figured, first time. 3 months.
Oh, I thought it was longer than that.
I figured out I can't ride a bus because of
your height?
No,
your chin keeps hitting people.
They stop every all that.
The motion
I hate
of the
motion of that.
Yeah.
So maybe I will be seasick. I don't know.
It's really unpleasant.
But like,
look at the picture of Puss in Hawaii.
But like, I got sick from drinking, and I did it for years and had a good time. So I might be able to figure out the lake.
But you haven't been on a boat in the ocean. You haven't been on a boat in a big body of water, really like one of the Great Lakes. Yeah, because it can rock you around.
I mean, like the only way to get away from the seasickness is to get off the water, though. I mean, you just have to get on solid ground and get yourself right.
Yeah,
And I mean, think you either get seasick or you don't. You can take Dramamine. It makes you a little drowsy, but I used to do that, and I don't really need to.
How many comedy clubs are right there in the Chicago area, the legitimate ones?
There's quite a few.
I bet
there's,
there is.
Yeah, there's more than our whole state in one spot.
I figured that, it's a big city, obviously. Right. Well, when are you leaving soon then? Okay, well, you'll be back. When you perform back in this area, you got to swing in, say hi, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be coming back here a lot the next couple months.
You're performing a lot of different places, so.
I'm always going to be driving.
Yeah, Chicago has a ton of clubs, and they've got a lot of improv, too. The Second City's there.
Be a salmon.
Well, once you get into the money.
Yes,
you know what else Chicago has is airports. They got two of them.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Somebody did say to me that this is how closed-minded I am.
Yeah.
I was like, they're like, why are you moving to Chicago? I was like, I'd really like to do small-town shows in Wisconsin and Michigan. And they're like, you can get booked for those now.
You want to take out half the drive is what you want to do.
You could go there because there's a national airport or international airport. You can go anywhere.
Right.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
You just want to make a shorter drive in small place, supper clubs in Wisconsin, right?
O'Hare?
Yeah. Leave O'Hare, you could fly over to Hamburg, Germany, and then go to some small German town and entertain those folks.
Nothing scares me more than trying to do international comedy. Because I have just to make them understand me.
Do you have that offer on the table right now?
I have a hard. If I have to go to Denver, I'm like, I'm like, what are they going to understand?
Yeah, we've talked to comedians who've done that, but he said all the ones we ever talked to.
Who do we talk to that's gone overseas and some jokes land, some jokes just don't.
Most of those guys say they all land in Ireland a lot.
Yeah, but you lose it in translation.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot. There's enough of American culture that gets piped out to the rest of the world that most everything they have an understanding of.
Obviously, your act's going to be in English unless is it Segura that does the Spanish stuff?
Yeah.
Where he speaks
Gabriel
Spanish.
Iglesias.
But I just make dumb choices.
No, I don't think
you guys
so.
Asking him about that.
Yeah, we did ask him.
Real man.
What, are you racist? No, you dumbass. You're Mexican. Do you do any shows in Spanish? That's the question.
Carmen Lynch does shows in Spanish, too.
She does.
Oh,
she?
Right.
I remember
that.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
I'd be in Beijing trying to do a Casey's joke.
Who did that?
We don't have smelly gas stations here.
We had Kelsey Cook, and she did a big Saget benefit in New York City for an upper crust crowd with a lot of money about that disease his sister had.
Scleroderma?
Right.
Yeah.
And she said she was trying to do, what was she talking about?
Coles.
Coles, yeah. Nobody knows what a Coles is. And she tried that joke and it failed or something.
It was Pete Lee, Chad Daniels, and it might have been Tom Segura years ago went on a little like Asian tour.
Right.
And there's a documentary about it.
I like that documentary.
And I wonder how, because those guys, I wonder how their material hit in those countries.
Yeah, I'm curious. So there's an Omaha woman. Her name is Taryn Smith. And she completed a solo row across the Atlantic in just 46 days.
I know. I saw the picture of this. And she's a local, right? Well, a local for our home affiliate.
Spain to Antigua.
Yes. Yeah.
Celebrated her arrival from Spain to Antigua. And it took her 46 days. And they listed her as a human resources officer and a yoga teacher. And I was curious, what place would be fine with you saying, listen, I've accrued a lot of time off. I'll be gone for about 46 days. But then I read a little into it, and she just quit her job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So she left her HR job in June to train full time.
Right. Just up and quit.
Spending the next 2 years preparing.
Oh, yeah. She's rowing.
Yeah. Lived for 7 weeks just on her boat.
I want to know this, if she's listening. We should try to get her on. She's local. Because obviously you can't row 24 straight hours. You have to take naps and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And you can't use the engine, although there is engines on those things, but you can't turn on because it's illegal because you're breaking the rowing record. And I'm sure there's a follow boat, too, around there, so you're not going to die. But because there's pictures of her rowing, so obviously from another boat, obviously looking at her. But I want to know this. When you do take your sleep breaks, how do you keep the boat from drifting the current the other way?
Yeah.
They must have current people.
How do you anchor?
You have to row this far to stay with this current, so it keeps going that way. Yeah.
What I'm reading here says this was a race. There were 43 teams, solo rowers and multi-person crews. She rowed 10 to 12 hours daily and says slept just 6 to 7 hours throughout the journey.
What?
A night, you
the
mean?
The whole
night.
Time?
A night. Not 6 hours and 46 days.
I don't think you're even sleeping 6 hours at a clip. I think you're sleeping an hour or two, getting up, making sure you haven't drifted off. You row for a while, sleep for a couple more hours.
No, you got to get more rest than that.
I think the other stories we've done about this, the guys say they never slept for that long at any one clip.
She got hives from exposure to the sun. Sounds like she got hit by a few flying fish.
Yeah.
Oh. That would hurt.
Yeah, it would. What do you eat?
Well, there's a cover for those things, too, Todd, in case the weather comes in. You put the cover over top.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, I've seen them, those boats. I saw a whole story on this somewhere. Not necessarily hers, but I saw one.
We pack a bunch of
rowing
Pop-Tarts
sucks,
in that boat?
Man. Just go to your rowing machine. I used to row at the Hot Works I belonged to. and just sweat my ass off and didn't do it for 46 straight days.
Yeah,
and when I was done rowing, after about 15 minutes, I stopped and left the gym.
I like rowing.
These people are crazy, man.
This is insane.
Yeah.
Freeze-dried meals and snacks, Nick.
Nick was there.
Oh, backpack and food.
Backpack. Yeah, and not an ultra-marathoner or experienced sailor either. Just decided, sounds fun.
She's obviously an athlete.
But not that kind. I mean, that's another level of athlete.
Yeah, well, this is pretty crazy, though. If you're rowing the lower back, you know how tough that is to do it that amount of time.
She trained for 2 years.
Was she in her 30s?
25.
Okay.
I would think the mental preparation would be the worst.
We got to get her in, man. Got to find her. Does she live here? She's just from Omaha.
Don't know.
Okay.
She's from here. She's dead. She must not have liked being landlocked very much.
Right. Yeah, good point. She's a rower, lives in the middle
like
of the country.
The furthest away from any ocean in the United States. She's like, all right, I'm going to go to the ocean for a long time.
You are the furthest away from the ocean from this area.
Yeah, she documented it all on Instagram. And Pierce Brosnan, Sharon Stone, Katie Couric, Mariska Hargitay, Ellen Pompeo, Will Smith, Alyssa Milano. They were all congratulating her, so she can't wait to get on Todd and Tyler.
Yeah, but. That's
that
the point.
Support.
But if she's a local,
I'd love to talk to her.
Yeah, so would I. Yeah.
She trains for 2 years and spends 85 days alone on the ocean just to come in here and have you guys creep her out.
Well, you'll creep her out too, Nick. You're not young either, by the way. You and Push got to remember that. You guys are old now.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that rowing motion?
It has little to do with the age. It's about what's said.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sitting there staring at her like you guys will be. Yeah.
Yet somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll find a way.
Yeah. I'll be appropriate.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
No one believes that.
Yeah. Come on back.
This isn't helping.
No, it's not.
This is helping.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.